Senior U.S. government officials say the United States plans to protest North Korea's interception of a U.S. Air Force reconnaissance plane off the Korean coast over the weekend. The Pentagon says four North Korean fighters approached the unarmed U.S. spy plane in international airspace and shadowed it for more than 20 minutes. Defense officials say it's the most serious incident of its kind since 1969, when North Korean planes shot down another U.S. spy plane, killing all 31 crew members aboard. Joining me now is NPR national security correspondent Tom Gelton. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What happened?
Well, Bob, this was a U.S. Air Force spy plane, as you say, an RC-35S. It's a type of reconnaissance aircraft known as a Cobra Ball. A big plane, basically a refitted Boeing 707 with a crew of 17, and it is unarmed. It flies at 30 or 40,000 feet and watches what's going on many miles away. Apparently it was on a routine mission early Sunday about 150 miles off the Korean coast when four North Korean MiG fighters closed in on it and then tailed it very closely for 22 minutes. At one point, and this is critical, at one point one of the North Korean pilots used his radar to identify or acquire the U.S. plane. Initially, the Pentagon says the North Korean pilot went a step further and locked on with his fire support radar. That would mean the U.S. aircraft was targeted and the North Korean pilot could essentially have pulled his trigger and shot it down with one of his missiles. Now, the Pentagon later revised that statement and said it couldn't be sure the North Korean pilot had used his fire support radar. In any case, the North Koreans ultimately broke off, but according to the U.S. crew's report, one of the North Korean fighters passed within 50 feet of the U.S. plane. The U.S. crew promptly aborted their mission and returned to their base in Japan.
In 1969, they did not break off the North Korean planes.
Yes, Bob, it was actually a similar incident, or it started out similarly. Another, also a U.S. spy plane, an earlier vintage, of course, but it was also a reconnaissance aircraft, was intercepted by North Korean aircraft, and then shot down. And all 31 U.S. personnel were killed. Now, this incident, fortunately, did not end that way, but it's not hard to imagine how this could have escalated out of control very quickly, given the high level of tensions right now between North Korea and the United States, particularly if it turns out that the U.S. plane was, in fact, targeted by the North Koreans' fire support radar. That's considered a very hostile act, and in some situations, U.S. combat aircraft would, in that situation, be authorized to defend themselves and fire back. So this conceivably could have precipitated a war.
Any idea what the U.S. plane was doing there?
Well, the Cobra Ball specializes in watching for ballistic missile firings. It's been used, for example, a lot around Russia to monitor test missile firings. In this sense, it can be used as part of a missile defense system. It can detect a missile firing very early and see where it's going. So obviously around North Korea, that's important. This plane is more or less permanently based in this area, and its mission is to watch to see if North Korea fires any missiles. It's a very specialized aircraft. There are just three of them in the whole Air Force inventory.
Yeah. How are the two governments handling that, the official reaction from Washington and Pyongyang's response?
Well, the United States was clearly furious about this incident. They called it a provocative act, and U.S. officials, as you mentioned, say there will be an official protest, although since North Korea and the United States don't have diplomatic relations, they have to figure out a protocol for doing that. There's been no official reaction from North Korea yet, but the North Korean government in recent days has been complaining about these very reconnaissance flights. Just last Saturday, right before this incident, the North Korean news agency said this aircraft was flying inside North Korean airspace and spying on targets in order to prepare for war against North Korea.
This incident comes in the midst of so many other provocative actions by North Korea. Where does this seem to be leading?
Well, it does seem like North Korea is trying to provoke something. Just last week, a North Korean jet flew briefly in the South Korean airspace. There was a missile test firing the first in 3 years. North Korea, of course, has just started its nuclear reactor, restarted. It seems that North Korea is determined to cause some kind of reaction from the United States. Both sides, Bob, seem like they're playing chicken with each other at this point.
NPR national security correspondent Tom Gelton.